Chapter 1, Part 2. She was mistaken, and a second gaze revealed a young boy, not more than 15, who was quietly sobbing, an expression of deep anguish on his face. "Satsavan, my poor brother, you have also come to witness my painful end." The boy went toward her and wound his arms around her slim waist, drawing the dark head onto his shoulder. "I would that I could help you," he whispered, "but what can I do among all these fiends? It is hard to die thus, so hard. Savitar, I am more compassionate than you think, and I have here a draught which will send you into a deep sleep. The pain of death will thus be saved you." Kanmiya broke severely, holding a vessel toward the girl. "No, no," Savitar shrieked, pushing the potent drink away. "I cannot. Think how awful to awaken with the cruel flames wreathing round my body, and my cries for help useless, deadened by the yells of those people. I cannot, I will not die." Satsavan, deathly white and with quivering features, drew her shuddering frame closer to him and led her into the temple. "Leave us for a moment, I implore you," he said, turning to his aunt. "She loves me, and I may perhaps reconcile her to her fate. You are the head of your family. I trust you to bring her to reason, to save the honor of a name until now without blemish," Kanmiya replied, and placing the poisonous flask in Satsavan's hand, she left them alone in the temple. "Quick, Savitar, we will drink this draught together, and when they seek you, they will find us both cold in death." "You also, my brother, speak of death. I must escape. I cannot sacrifice my life." "Nor shall you," a gentle voice broke in passionately, and Leonor, her face full of tender compassion, stood before the victim, Pantaleon beside her. "Follow me," the latter said briefly, drawing the girl's arm through his. "Trust us, and you will yet be saved." With joyful hearts, the two Indians accompanied their kind protectors, climbing among the broken gods, higher and higher, until they at last arrived without the temple, the other side from where the Indians were assembled. There they were rejoined by the soldiers and attendants, and the little party commenced their homeward journey, hoping the wild group would not discover their presence. But their hopes were not